We're back here on News Radio KMAN in Focus, talking with Neil Ross from Manhattan Area Technical College. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this semester, has just got underway. When did you guys start spring semester here? It was relatively a short time ago, right?
Yeah, it was approximately around January 16th or so. I can't remember for some reason. I'm drawing a blank right now when the actual start date was, but we just started about 2-3 weeks ago. That 1 week initially whenever we started school kind of got thrown off by all the snow and icy conditions, as it seems every Wednesday has been, but we're back on track and still chugging along with the spring semester.
That being said, what's spring enrollment look like here so far?
Spring enrollment's pretty steady and good. We generally hover around 7,300 credit hours. We're down a little bit. It happens. It ebbs and flows within higher education, as you might and others might know. But we're around 7,000 credit hours, about 800 students on duplicated headcount. So that's pretty good. That's generally where we're around, and we're hoping come fall with some other opportunities with some local high schools, expanding some of our course offerings, continuing to look at other opportunities to increase that off-campus as well as our on-campus population.
Yeah, I know a lot of schools are struggling with that here, and it's so competitive. That's what I hear from a lot of folks in higher education, because you're not just competing with, here in the Manhattan area, you're competing statewide and throughout the region.
Yeah, there's a competition component, obviously, to it, but all of our services are very different from one another as well. So I think it's looking and tailoring that experience to what the student really wants out of their educational career. Obviously, our mantra is providing higher education, obviously HRE, which is to get them out in the workforce and working in that profession that they're looking to go into. Obviously, in Manhattan, there's three other colleges in this what is kind of a small town. So, but each one serves very different population of students or complements one another in different ways with K-State as well as Manhattan Christian College. So not as much competition as really making sure that we're able to support the student. And if it's not something that we can provide them as an educational opportunity, at least we know the options that are out there to potentially point them in that right direction.
And you make a great point here, and I know that here locally, those colleges kind of have to work together here also for helping the area workforce development opportunities.
Yeah, obviously with Job Corps, Heartland Works, a lot of those opportunities in town, we work closely with them, but obviously working with K-State and Manhattan Christian College, hopefully we can develop and be able to continue to expand that workforce and support Riley County and the surrounding communities in general.
Those maybe who didn't get signed up here for spring classes, maybe they're thinking about coming down in the fall here. It's never too early to start thinking about that, I suppose.
No, I would actually encourage individuals to start thinking about now rather than later. Within our particular program, sometimes we have some late enrollees, but we really encourage individuals to apply January, February timeline. March, April is still a good opportunity as we are an open enrollment institution. We don't really have any deadlines for the application, but the sooner the better, because we do have some programs that you need to apply early for, especially with our welding program, our auto tech program that are kind of popular. They do fill up rather quickly because it's first come, first serve. Then there's some of our programs such as our selective admissions programs. Those do have application deadlines because they have prerequisites, and generally those are our nursing programs, dental hygiene programs, our MLT program that relates to those. So we encourage individuals to get on our website, check out what they're looking at doing, seeing what the timeline looks like, and if they have further questions, contact us or stop by the college in order to have a campus visit. Sometimes that's the best opportunity for students because they get a talk with not only the faculty member, but a very knowledgeable admissions coordinator who's Michelle Macaprang at the college, and they get the opportunity to meet with current students that are going through that opportunity. So I think it's a really great experience to be able to come on campus because you're not going to see your typical classroom setting. You're going to see more of those hands-on experiences or labs that we call it. So it's not just 60 individuals sitting in a lecture room. It's very hands-on for all of our particular programs.
Yeah, that's really what sets a technical college apart from other schools, I would imagine, because you're not just always in the book. A lot of the stuff you have to do hands-on because that's just kind of the nature of the jobs.
Yeah, unfortunately for some of our students, I think they believe it's going to be all hands-on. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you have to learn some of it in the book. So the first couple weeks of class is kind of where they're pulling their heads out or their hairs out of their head. But from this point on, most of the time they're spending most of those evening or most of those afternoons or mornings in a lab setting doing learning and applying the material that they learned in that textbook to the actual lab setting. So where they're going to work is going to look exactly with where they're going to learn at. So it's very applicable.
Now, for those considering maybe a Manhattan area tech college education, you know, scholarships are always a big deal. And really, tech college is pretty affordable. But what are the scholarship opportunities and deadlines maybe for people to know about?
Yeah, we kind of do our scholarships a little bit differently because of our open enrollment factor. We wait to award our scholarships till students are on campus. So what we generally do with that is the first week into school or 2 weeks into school, we have the foundation generally supports a lot of our scholarships on campus. And there's a lot on our website, so much so that I don't want to name them all and forget one.
Sure.
So we encourage individuals to go check those components out. But once they come on campus, we release a scholarship application and we have students complete that scholarship application. Then it's reviewed by a committee, and then we reach out and we award those beginning of the semester. And we invite individuals through our scholarship reception banquet to campus to take part in that, whether it's businesses that support MATC or individuals within the community that provide scholarships for our students as well. So a little bit different than how some schools do it, but we want to afford the opportunity of scholarships for the current students that are within specific programs. And sometimes our enrollment ebbs and flows until about the first week into school. So
very good. Okay. Again, I'll maybe just have you recap some of the events you have coming up. Did we talk about, I don't think we talked about the pancake feed coming up.
Nope, I actually skimmed over that, so I wanted to kind of bring that up a little bit to you guys. We do have a pancake feed coming up. You guys might have seen on our website, it's the SkillsUSA pancake feed. SkillsUSA is actually a student organization that we have there on campus. What SkillsUSA kind of is, if you ever heard of Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe, he's a big supporter and proponent of SkillsUSA, so I encourage go on their website, kind of check that out. But SkillsUSA, we generally send individuals to regional and national competitions where we have people, for example, in our HVAC program compete against other individuals at other technical colleges on skills and assessment. So it's pretty much competition-wide. If they win at the regional level, then they have the opportunity to go, well, state level, then regional, then national level from that point. So it's kind of a good opportunity for students to take the skills that they're learning at the college and competing against it, against other individuals like NCK Tech and other technical colleges across the state as well as across the nation. But with that, the pancake feed is a big support to send those students to that particular those particular events, lodging, hotel, all that costs a little bit of money. So that will be taking place February 16th. It runs from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., so it's a come-and-go event. We do ask that, obviously, you purchase or pre-purchase a ticket up front. You can get that by contacting our Skills USA rep, who is Frank Avila, or you can just stop by the front desk at the college, and we have some tickets available there as well for individuals.
Very good. Okay, and then that will be taking place at campus.
Yes, sorry. It will be taking place at the Commons, which is just the main part of our campus there in Manhattan.
Okay. Well, what a great opportunity here to support something very important, and yeah, well, those competitions, I'm sure, are just awesome to attend.
Yeah, they're extremely large. I was able to attend one 3 years back, and it was an eye-opening experience. It wasn't the one at the state level. It was actually in Nashville, and it was extremely large. So it's any technical trades has some type of competition associated with it, and it's very exciting and rewarding experience. And there's a lot of opportunities for those students that take part in those, because obviously there's a lot of employers that are there as well. They're looking at those students and seeing how good they perform those skills, and at times it leads to them hiring those particular students, sometimes before they're out of our program.
Awesome. Well, again, Neil Ross joining us here. He's the Dean of Student Services there at Manhattan Tech College. ManhattanTech.edu is the website if you want more information. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for In Focus here, News Radio KMAN.
Stay tuned tomorrow. Dr. Marty Vanier and Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council will be on In Focus. Stay tuned. More In Focus. Not In Focus. News Radio KMAN.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.
Sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Steve Kaife, and America's top diplomat is telling allies that a U.S. troop pullout from Syria won't end the push to defeat ISIS. Here's CBS's Ken.